602-Y101, Monday morning, March 27th. We are Adam and Allison. Welcome to the show. How are you, Allison?
I had a bad start to my day.
Bad start? How?
I did. The first thing I did this morning whenever I got up was I knocked the water that was sitting on my bedside table over, and it was like panic mode. Because, you know, you got to make sure it's not going to get on any electronics and, like, what did it spill on and can I clean it up? And it was just so stressful. And yeah, it was not fun at 3 a.m. in the morning to be dealing with spilled water that was completely my fault.
And on a Monday.
On a Monday.
That's a rough start to the week.
And that wasn't the only glass of water that I spilled this morning.
How are you spilling so much water?
I don't know, but whenever I was packing up everything for Mashing Up Monday and getting the beans and the butter and the mayo, trying to get it all in the bag, there was a glass that I left out, and I knocked it right over on the kitchen counter. It went everywhere. It was in drawers. I had to open up drawers and clean those out. It was such a mess. Like, my anxiety is at an all-time high this morning.
Wow.
I feel like I'm going to knock over every beverage I look at, even. Like, it's so stressful. I'm like, why is this happening?
Wow. I'm sorry. That's a rough start.
It's a Monday, okay?
Wow. Well, how was your weekend? Did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend. I
had a great weekend.
I did. I had such a fun time at my first St. Patrick's Day parade.
Yeah,
I found
that was
out
great.
It was the 40th one, which, like, 40 is a big number.
Sure.
So I was very excited to be a part of that. And what a great time to be out with Children's of Mississippi. Like, it definitely lived up to the hype.
Mm-hmm.
Great experience.
If you missed the St. Patrick's Day parade, you could see the recap video that's on the Adam and Allison Instagram page right now. AdamAllison. Follow us on Instagram. Check that out. I had a great day yesterday. I got to grill before the rain rolled in. It was like perfect timing. I grilled in the afternoon, but I got a little bit of sunburn on my arms. I noticed it in the shower this morning, whenever you typically notice that you got sunburned.
Oh, a little ouchy.
Yeah, a little bit. It wasn't terrible, but also I was kind of happy because it's like, ooh, I got my first sunburn of the year. Spring's here. It's almost summertime. Saw people at the pool at my apartment while I was grilling. It looked like a great time. Good weekend. Solid weekend.
Very good weekend.
Awesome. It's Y101. We are Adam and Allison. Would love it if you could join the show this morning. 601-995-1017 is how you get a hold of us. 611 Y101, Adam and Allison. Tough weekend as far as some of the news is concerned, just because of everything that went down to our north with the tornadoes and everything on Friday night. Just awful, awful situation.
Very scary.
We have teamed up with Broadmoor Baptist Church to help out. If you would like to make a donation of relief supplies, you can head out to either the Madison Lowe's or the Colony Crossing Kroger of Madison as well. There are volunteers out there collecting your donations. If you want more info on that, text the word AID, A-I-D, to 601-995-1017. Just devastation in, you know, Rolling Fork and Silver City and Amory. Really, really tough situation.
First responders on the ground are doing such an amazing job, some of which probably have lost some of their homes themselves.
So if we can all come together and help out the folks who were affected by those storms on Friday night, that would be amazing. Again, text AID to 601-995-1017. But then the storms that rolled through here yesterday, those were pretty intense late in the day.
It was scary. I remember I heard some stuff, and so I opened my blinds, and next thing I know, I see chunks of hail falling from the sky.
Yeah, one of my neighbors was trying to cover her car with, like, a bed sheet.
Well, that's not going to help.
I didn't think it was going to help either. It was kind of funny to watch, though. And then I heard her say something about golf ball size hail, and next thing I know, it wasn't like a ton of golf ball size hail, but it was
enough. There was some,
yeah. Like, it was crazy storms yesterday. I guess what living in the South is all about.
Yes, yes, we have crazy weather here.
My dad texted me on Saturday while I was at the parade, and he said, how are things in Tornado Alley down there? And I was like, well, we were unaffected, like, in where I was. But the people to our north, yeah, big time problems. But
it is strange to think about. Like, I remember being at the parade and it felt really good, of course. Like, what a great time to be at the parade. But it was also a little, like, jarring and weird to think just a little bit north of us. And it was weather that was somewhat predicted to be in this area.
Sure.
You know, to think of the devastation and what those people are going through. And then we're just out here having a great time. Yeah. And I mean, that happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just scary to think about.
Yeah. It's Adam and Allison. We'll be right back.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
621 Y101, Adam and Allison. There was a guy who broke into a daycare, which... It sounds very bad breaking into a daycare, but he did leave money and he didn't really steal anything that valuable. It's an interesting story.
That sounds really bizarre.
65 years old, breaking into daycares. I'll tell you what he stole from the daycare, but I don't even know if you can count it as stealing because he left some money behind.
So he bought it from the daycare?
Yes.
Yeah.
6 minutes, I'll tell you the story, what this guy was up to breaking into the daycare. Little bit surprising, extremely weird. Get all the info on how you can help the victims of the tornadoes to our north by texting the word AID, A-I-D, to 601-995-1017. And it's 628. Adam and Allison on Y101. So this dude breaks into a daycare in New York. He has been arrested. They caught him. I know we can all now rest assured that this guy breaking into daycares has been arrested and he's going to serve his time. But why he was breaking into daycares is just so weird. I guess a few days ago, he broke in and left like $120 and a handwritten note asking the staff if they had adult-sized diapers and if they would play along. The director of the daycare contacted authorities, and then they installed a security camera. So then a few days later, the following Monday, the staff found a similar note and $200. The new note listed sizes for pants, shoes, bras, and dresses.
What?
Saying this guy, 65-year-old Daniel Sealer, likes to play as a baby girl named Baby Danielle. That's what he told police whenever they tracked him down. He admitted to breaking into the daycare, and he said he's working through his addiction.
You don't say.
I guess he has an addiction to dressing up as a baby and likes to be taken care of as a baby. How weird is that?
I mean, they have services for that.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. There are people you could pay.
To take care of you like you're a baby?
Yep.
I don't think that should be a service that is allowed to be offered. I feel like that's allowing people to, like, grown people should not be dressing up and pretending to be babies, right? Can we agree with that?
I mean, it's weird, but there are people who like it, and if they're willing to pay money, like, obviously this guy's willing to pay money. He's leaving a daycare $200 and $120, like, he's willing to spend money. I mean, there are people out there who will come to your house and treat you like a baby if you pay them.
How much money would it take you to treat a grown 65-year-old man like a baby? Everybody has a price.
I don't think I could do it.
$1,000?
No.
You couldn't do it for $1,000.
No.
You couldn't change a grown man's diaper for $1,000.
No, I don't want to change a baby's diaper. So I certainly don't want to change a grown man's diaper. No. I mean, if I only had to do it once.
Okay. Dollar amount for changing a grown person's diaper.
$500,000 is my lowest price.
You,
because, like, I could walk away, buy a house, like, have my life set up, and get therapy for the traumatic memories. Like, I'd be all right.
$500,000? That's how much money it would take you.
Yeah.
Like, if some rich dude was like, hey, treat me like a baby. I'll be in this adult-sized crib. You just have to change my diaper the one time. You wouldn't do it for less than $500,000.
I need to be able to, like, just live my life if I have to do that. Like, I need to be able to walk away from that job and never work again.
Like. That's hilarious. Oh, wow. Can you text us? What would your price be for treating a grown man like he's a baby girl, which is what baby Danielle would like to be called.
Yes.
$500,000. I think I would do it one time for $1,000.
Whoa.
$1,000.
You would deal with the trauma of that for $1,000.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would. I think I would.
It's very low.
Yeah, I mean, if you said half a million.
Half a mil, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
500,000.
601-995-1017.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101. Nobody
gets me, you do. Y101, Adam and Allison at 643. A guy did something for his wife that made her react like this. What do you think he did for his wife?
Wow, it must have been really good.
I would say maybe it's an overreaction, but then again, she was pregnant, so perhaps that has something to do with it. I will play you the entire piece of audio from this trending video this morning and tell you what the husband did for his pregnant wife in less than 3 minutes after Doja Cat. Y101. Y101, Adam and Allison, I'm wondering if you're listening and you've ever been pregnant before, what would make you react like this if somebody gave it to you? So there's a guy whose wife was having a pregnancy craving for Fruit Loops.
Okay.
And that made her react like that. Fruit Loops with warm milk,
ooh,
by the way. Yeah, seems gross to me. But I guess some people do that. They warm up their milk for cereal. I couldn't drink warm milk.
Yeah, that's a little...
Here's the whole clip.
I'm going to pick my baby up and she says she is craving Fruit Loops. I cannot forget to warm up the milk because that's just the way how she likes it.
Hi, baby daddy. Ah, oh, no! That's for me! Oh, that's for you!
No, that's for you.
I warmed it up on purpose.
Oh my God. Oh, I love you.
So excited about those Fruit Loops.
That is precious. And it's also proof, like, men, it only takes listening for like a couple minutes a day and actually like taking the effort to take that information and store it in your brain. Like, remember things like her Starbucks order. Remember that she mentioned that she was craving some kind of easy food that you could go, like, she's like, ooh, I'm really craving a Wendy's today. I mean, it takes that little effort. Like, I have certainly been that excited about a guy remembering my Starbucks order. And
really?
I, like, freak out. And I'm like, oh, my God, I get you. Just made my day. This is the best thing ever. Like, ultimately, we just want snacks. Just remember what kind of snacks we like, and you can keep us happy.
What is something that somebody has remembered about you that absolutely made you flip out like that? Like, Allison said somebody remembered her Starbucks order one time, and it just sent you over the moon.
It was the best.
601-995-1017. If you have something like that that strikes a chord with you, maybe it's Fruit Loops, maybe it's Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I would think that Cinnamon Toast Crunch would get a better reaction than Fruit Loops.
Maybe it's some Chicky Nuggets.
Oh, man, I could go for some nuggets like now.
See, what if somebody were to bring in right now a thing of Chicky Nuggets? Wouldn't that just make your day?
I don't know. Somebody bring me chicken nuggets and see if I make this noise. Yeah, maybe it would. You never know. 601-995-1017.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
Adam and Allison, Y101 at 6:58. If you're new to the show, maybe you don't know that Allison and I first met in Panama City, Florida, where we started doing a morning show together years ago, like 5 years ago now.
Yep.
And Panama City was known to be spring break capital of the world at one time. And yet in my almost 5 years of living in Panama City, I never saw a story like this during spring break. And I'm kind of sad. Like, I wish it would have happened in Panama City, Florida, not Polk County, Florida. But the sheriff there is looking for a spring breaker who was caught on security camera going into somebody's yard and using it as a bathroom.
No.
We have trespassing. It involves a lady that's gone into a neighborhood on Lake Winterset, into the hedge area, and she's popped a squat and showed us her shiny rear end while she goes to the bathroom in these people's hedges. I want you to think for a second. What if somebody stopped their car and walked up into your yard and started doing the number one thing or the number two thing in your hedges?
I mean, kind of sounds like a party to me.
It makes me understand why when we moved to Panama City Beach, they had banned drinking on the beach during the month of March. Like, I kind of get it now. Stuff like that was happening.
Yeah. Drinking on the beach, not allowed in the month of March. Neither is pooping in the hedges.
No, well, that's not allowed year-round.
It's Y101. We are Adam and Allison at 6:59 with Lizzo now. 706 Y101, Adam and Allison, almost time for the Good Vibe Tribe. What happened to you this weekend that you're still remembering and smiling about? 601-995-1017.
I cannot wait to share the Good Vibe story of the day because I had heard that Mississippi is pretty well known for giving back, and this is definitely proof of that.
Awesome. We'll get into the Good Vibe story of the day coming up in just a couple minutes, and then anything that happened to you that you are feeling really good about and want to share with the rest of the class, give us a call, 601-995-1017. Y101, Adam and Allison at 713, Good Vibe story of the day.
So we know that the tornadoes hit a little bit north of us and caused a lot of devastation. Mm-hmm. And that's always so hard to see, but it always amazes me the amount that communities can rally together after devastation like this happens. And I was just so moved to see that the National Guard locally was taking donations. And I mean, it was just like instantly flooded with donations, people. The organizers and state leaders are helping people who have been affected, and they're also providing mental health care and prayer services for groups in need. And it was just really awesome to see like the pictures and videos of the volunteers at these local organizations there near Rolling Fork, and just, I don't know, I was just blown away. Like, I've lived in areas where disaster has hit.
Yeah.
And you know what these people are in for. And the one thing that everyone always says when you go through that is just seeing the volunteers come is like the best feeling. And knowing that your neighbors and your community wants to be there for you.
For sure.
It's amazing.
Well, if you would like to help out, we've teamed up with Broadmoor Baptist Church. All you have to do to donate relief supplies is go to the either Lowe's in Madison or Madison Colony Crossing Kroger. There are volunteers there right now accepting your donations, and they will get everything delivered to people in need in the areas that were hit by the tornadoes. If you need that info texted to your phone, just text us the word AID, A-I-D, to 601-995-1017. That's the same number you can get in for the Good Vibe Tribe if anything good happened in your life or you're just kind of happy about something, just in a good mood and still feeling good from the weekend, riding that high still, riding that wave still. 601-995-1017. Call or text us with your good vibes.
Adam and Allison on Y101.
Y101, Adam and Allison, it's 722, 601-995-1017. What are your good vibes? Why are you in a good mood? What is making you feel good on Monday morning?
I am still in a great mood from the St. Patty's Day parade, getting to stick my head out the sunroof of the Y101 vehicle and seeing everyone and people just like shouting at us like, Allison, Adam!
Yeah.
And we got to meet Trinity, who's called in to share her good vibes before.
That was cool.
And she was so excited. She was like, I'm Trinity, remember? Like, and it was just adorable. Like, everyone that we got to talk to, it was such an incredible experience. I still have a smile on my face.
Yes, it was a very, very good weekend. 601-995-1017. Hey, AJ, why are you in the Good Vibe Tribe today?
This weekend I got to play with my friends outside at my dad's house and ride scooters.
That sounds like a great vibe. Love that. Have a great day. Thank you very much. And if you want to text us, you can as well.
So Janice texted in. She says, happy Monday, ANA. Good vibe, tribe. My family and I are safe from the weekend storms in Clinton, especially last night. She said, all hail broke loose because there was a lot of hail. And she sent a picture of the Sonic from Clinton where, like, the whole roof just collapsed.
Yikes.
Very scary. But she said she had a great and safe time at the St. Paddy's Day Parade. So always looking at the positive. Love that about Janice.
Awesome. Love that. And speaking of the storms and everything, especially the ones on Friday up to our north, if you want to help provide some relief to the victims of those storms, you can text the word AID, A-I-D, to 601-995-1017 is our phone number. Text that word AID, and you can find out how you can help. It is Y101. We are Adam and Allison. Y101, Adam and Allison, just about to do Cash in a Flash, just minutes away. And by the way, we are matching whatever you win for Cash in a Flash to help out the victims of the tornadoes in Rolling Fork, Amory, and Silver City. So that is very exciting. But just a couple last-minute Good Vibe Tribe texts. This one says, please wish my 10-year-old John Michael. It's our buddy John Michael's birthday today.
Oh.
A happy birthday. He attends Eastside in Clinton and listens every morning. Sam texted us at 601-995-1017 and said, my daughter Chloe and I have great vibes from the weekend. We didn't go to the parade, but we did have fun Saturday with water balloons and water guns. That's awesome. It was a great weekend for water balloons and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was. We got another text from somebody who says they're on the good vibe train because they wake up every day to all their Y101 friends. Or friends, love y'all. And we got another 10th birthday, but I don't know who to wish it to. They didn't leave their name. So happy 10th birthday. They also said hi, Matt. So we'll have to let Matt Mooney know that they say hi.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever he gets in. Next, we have Cash in a Flash. Then right after that, what did you discover? What surprising thing did you discover from taking one of those ancestry tests, one of those DNA tests, like 23andMe or whatever?
Yeah.
Have you ever taken one?
No, I'm scared.
I don't want to take one either.
I'm like nervous about it. There's so much around it, but there's a really positive story centering the DNA testing that we have to talk about.
We'll get into that right after Cash in a Flash next.
Adam and Allison on Y101. Y101, Cash in a Flash.
60 seconds.
10 questions.
$200.
Good morning, Bridget. How are you?
It was good.
What'd you do? Anything fun?
Just worked.
Ah, nice, nice. Well, I'm glad you had a good weekend at work. Are you off today?
I am off today.
Cool. What are you doing with your day off?
I need to relax. I'm tired. I worked all of that hard, long weekend.
We're going to play Cash in a Flash, and however much money you win, we are also going to donate to the tornado relief efforts. Does that sound good?
Sounds good with me.
All right. We got 60 seconds on the clock. If you don't know an answer, just say pass, okay?
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1. Who hosted The Tonight Show before Jimmy Fallon?
Jay Leno.
What is half of 84?
42.
Name the band that sang the early 2000s hit How You Remind Me.
Pass.
Spell Twitter.
T-W-I-T-T-E-R.
What state starts and ends with the letter A and borders Mississippi to our east?
Alabama.
What fast food chain would you order a Whopper at?
Burger King.
Who became president after Bill Clinton left office?
George Bush.
What movie features Rose, Jack, and Adore?
The Titanic.
What is the abbreviation TV short for?
Television.
Name the character Rainn Wilson played on The Office.
Pass.
Name the band that sang the early 2000s hit How You Remind Me.
Backstreet Boys.
Time. All right, let's go over to Allison and see how we did.
Bridget, you did really well, and I'm really excited for what we're going to be able to do for this tornado relief with, you know, by matching your winnings. So we did pass on name the character Rainn Wilson played on The Office. That was Dwight. And name the band that sang the early 2000s hit song How You Remind Me. That was Nickelback. But we got every other question right, so you are walking away with $80. $80.
Oh, thank you.
And so that $80 is also going to get matched to be able to donate to the relief efforts. So it's just kind of a feel-good moment.
That is fabulous.
Awesome. Have a great week. Get some rest, Bridget. Thank you for playing Cash in a Flash. More Cash in a Flash tomorrow morning. But next, if you've ever taken one of those DNA tests and you got surprising results, we want to hear what they were, what happened. And Allison has a really cool, like, kind of local story tying into this.
Yeah, it's all about these DNA kits and the difference that they're making.
We'll be right back with that. Hang on.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
Y101, Adam and Allison, and you were telling me a story last week that is pretty cool. I mean, sort of.
Yeah, like if you're into true crime at all, this is going to be right up your alley. Like as soon as I saw the headline, I was like, I have to know everything about this story. But the headline reads, after more than 40 years, identity of Rankin County's only Jane Doe cold case murder is revealed.
Wow.
I mean, I'm hooked instantly. I've got to know what happened. So details of this case, there was a body found in 1978, and they didn't really know much other than it was a female victim between the ages of 20 and 25. So she was just classified as a Jane Doe. And for 43 years, we didn't know who she was.
Mm-hmm.
In April of 2022, Rankin County Coroner David Ruth was able to convince a judge to allow Jane Doe's body to be exhumed so they could do further DNA testing because, you know, technology has changed a lot in the last 43 years. So there were two failed attempts with this DNA testing at identifying this single Jane Doe in Rankin County. A third attempt was done by a corporation that specializes in forensic genealogy. And this is one of those companies that like buys all the data from Ancestry.com and 23andMe and all that stuff. And they were able to get results. We now know that Jane Doe is Tanya Leah Willis Mullins. She was born in Texas and she was a 22-year-old mother of two girls. And so now that family has a little bit of closure. I guess they had moved to Mississippi looking for work. And just one day she went missing. And so 40 years later, they figured this out thanks to these DNA testing kits.
That's I heard the first time I ever heard of this was a few years ago. I actually knew a guy. I didn't know him well, but I like knew him through work who apparently had killed somebody back in like 1991, and a distant cousin had gotten his DNA tested. Well, this crime company buys the data and sees, oh, we have a cold case that we never solved, and somebody took a DNA test, and they could tell it was like a distant relative, so then it narrowed the search down. It was pretty cool. I'm not expecting anybody to find out anything DNA-related like of that magnitude, but I'm sure there's somebody listening who has found out something crazy from getting their DNA tested.
Yeah, like maybe you didn't know who your dad was, and you ended up finding that. Or I've had plenty of friends who they believe that they're of a certain heritage, and that's not on there at all. Like, they're not Mexican at all. It turns out their family is mostly from El Salvador or something.
Wow.
Crazy.
601-995-1017 is our phone number. Give us a call or shoot us a text. What was the crazy thing that you found out after getting a DNA test done? I've never had one done. I don't know what I would find out.
Michael's text is going to blow your mind.
We'll get into that in just a couple minutes on Y101. What did you find out from getting your DNA tested? 601-995-1017. 804-Y101. It's Adam and Allison. This is crazy. The crazy things people found out from getting their DNA tested. 601-995-1017. It was not Michael who texted. It was somebody else. She didn't want to be anonymous, did she? She's on hold.
Yeah, Chandra.
Chandra. We'll get to her story in just a second, but this person did want to be anonymous. It says, I have not told my brother yet. Do not say my name. I just got my DNA test back, and my blood father may not be my father. I'm going to ask my brother to take one now so I can know. My dad, quote unquote, passed away 2 years ago. Now my mom has come clean and said she really isn't sure if it's my dad or if it was another man. But she did give me the name of the other guy. Apparently, he was a newscaster in Jackson in the 60s.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
That is insane. Amy texted in saying that she had two friends that did 23andMe. One found out that her uncle was actually her dad. And the other found out that her cousin was actually her uncle.
Oh, wow.
So she was like, I don't think I'll be doing the DNA test. I don't want to find out any crazy secrets.
This one's pretty cool. Somebody texted that they were adopted and they took their DNA test, didn't really have any close matches or anything like that, which probably had to be like, bummer.
Yeah.
But then their adoptive parents took a DNA test. Turns out their adopted dad and them have some similarities, like they are very loosely related, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, there are some profile matches, which it just feels pretty cool because it's like they might be related.
Chandra, thank you so much for holding. What is your story?
So my cousin, and she was older than I was. This happened before I was born, but it's like my mom's first cousin. She's from Slaughter, Mississippi, and she went missing as a teenager. They said she was going to Florida to pick fruit or something like that. Well, anyway, years later, we got information that they had found her body in Florida in the woods, and it turned out she was one of the victims of Sam Little, which is like the most prolific serial killer in the United States.
Whoa.
And her name is Claire Birdmong. And it came from the DNA test. One of our cousins, my first cousin, had got a kit done, and he matched to her DNA.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they did, like, a whole celebration for her in Slaughter, Mississippi. This was, like, 2 years ago. You can actually look it up on they, like, search it up and stuff like that. But her name is Clara Birdlong, and she was a victim of serial killer Sam Little.
That is crazy. I'm so sorry that happened. That's awful. But at least you guys have some kind of closure now.
Right.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you. I remember one of my uncles took a DNA test and didn't have any Austrian. I guess there was supposed to be some Austrian. Well, my grandfather, Papap, from Papap Poetry last week, found out. Turns out the story was his grandfather was killed. He was Austrian. His grandfather was supposedly Austrian, but was killed in a coal mining accident in West Virginia, like back in the, 1890s or whenever that would have been. And but turns out that he didn't have any Austrian in him. So then he was very disappointed in his grandmother.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. If you have any stories and want to keep this conversation going, send us a text at 601-995-1017. It's Adam and Allison at 808-814. Adam and Allison, Y101. We have Mash It Up Monday coming up in around 10 minutes or so. What are we mashing up today?
Lauren had texted in that she puts mayo and butter into her beans. And although she's never tried it as a sandwich, she feels like it could be good.
Okay. Mayo butter bean sandwich.
Yep.
We're going to try that out coming up in a few minutes. I'm not excited. I wouldn't go so far as to say I'm anxious about it. I don't think this is going to be as bad as the onions and lemon juice.
No, nothing could be that bad.
But speaking of anxiety, there was a study done in Sweden that found out that if you suffer from social anxiety, a quick sniff of somebody's armpits could actually help. 48 women who were socially anxious. They were given samples of different people's armpit sweat to smell, and for some reason, it helped. They went through mindfulness therapy as well, which helped a little. That alone cut their anxious feelings by 17%, but then whenever they went and smelled a stranger's BO, their social anxiety dropped to 39%. I can't think of a reason why this would help, but I wonder if that's why you sweat, like whenever I'm in, so I get very socially anxious. Like if I don't know most of the people I'm with, I get very anxious and my armpits start to sweat. Do you think that could be like a response because that smell is supposed to help anxiety?
It could be. And I'm also just wondering if we're all just dogs and instead of because they all like to make new friends, smell each other's booties.
Yeah.
And so are we all just smelling each other's armpits? Like, is that what we're supposed to be doing to know, like, if we could be friends with people?
Could we see a day where instead of shaking people's hands, you introduce yourself to somebody and you raise your arm up, like, have a sniff?
Yeah, and would you do it simultaneously? Like, you're both supposed to raise your, what, right hand up?
Yeah.
And then you can lean in on your left side to sniff their right armpit, and they do the same?
That would be so funny to see. Like, just randomly out in public, two people meet up, and, like, on a first date or something.
Yeah,
they're meeting at Starbucks, and it's like, well, let me have a smell first.
Instead of, like, a little kiss on the cheek or a handshake, it's just they just go right in for the sniff. Yeah.
Oh, it's funny. Funny to think about. Mash It Up Mondays next.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
Making the final preparations for Mash It Up Monday. It's Adam and Allison on Y101 at 8:23. So we're doing butter beans and mayo sandwiches.
Well, no, it's beans, butter, and it's not butter beans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you're supposed to. Lauren texted in, and she said that she likes her lima beans, which I couldn't find any lima beans, so I just got some white beans. But she likes her lima beans with mayo and butter mixed in.
Ah.
So we have all that, but she was like, it'd probably be good as a sandwich. So I also brought some bread so we could just, you know, mix up our beans and mayo and butter and lather it on some bread and eat the blandness.
I'm not looking forward to this at all.
I feel like it's going to be a little bland. I didn't know. Maybe there's some, like, spices you're supposed to put in this, but I didn't know, so there are no spices. It's just beans, butter, mayo, and bread.
We're going to give that a try in just a couple minutes right after the weekend. I'm not looking forward to this.
No, I got to heat up these beans.
Oh, all right, go ahead. Heat up the beans. We're going to give them a try in like 4 minutes after this song. It's Y101. Oh, all right. I wasn't thinking that this was going to be so bad. And now I saw what we're mashing up for Mash It Up Monday. It looks absolutely repulsive. What kind of beans are these, Allison?
Just white beans. I couldn't find lima beans, so I substituted white beans.
So you heated up some white beans, and then I dumped in a pat of butter, and then some mayo, and mixed it all up.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've got like
really gross.
A bean mayo butter soup. Looking thing. It looks horrible.
It looks like bean clam chowder.
Who was this? Lauren?
Lauren.
Lauren recommended this?
Yeah.
This looks
like baby food. It looks so gross.
Oh, I am so not looking forward to this. I didn't even think it would be that bad, and then I saw what it looked like. The hot mayo. I'm very concerned about what mayo and beans.
Melted. It's like melted mayo.
Oh, this looks terrible.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take a bite.
You're right. You're shaking.
Oh, yeah, because it looks so repulsively bad.
It has a horrible consistency.
Hang on. Let me smell this.
No.
Oh, it smells like mayo.
Okay.
Oh, it smells like mayo.
Okay, just take the bite. Take the bite. Big bite. What's it taste like? You didn't put much on there. Surely it's just going to taste like bread.
No.
No?
It doesn't taste good.
What does it taste like?
Beans, butter, and mayo. All together.
Your
Why?
Face looks like disappointment.
Oh, no. We may have messed this up, by the way.
Oh, did we?
Yep. Yeah, Lauren just texted. She says, it was supposed to be butter beans, not beans with butter.
Oh, see, the way it was written, the original text, it seemed like it was supposed to be butter in beans. Well, oopsies.
Well, yeah, no, I don't think that that's good at all.
Okay.
The mayo with the beans, it doesn't really work at all.
It's not your thing?
No.
All right, I'm going to try mine.
Allison's taking a bite. A little confused by
it. The butter and the mayo together is a weird taste.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like two different kinds of fat competing in your mouth.
Yeah.
Fighting for superiority.
And then the beans just add a whole nother, like, what is that texture?
Yeah.
Why is it happening?
I mean, definitely not the worst thing that we've ever done, but it's like,
it's very bland and the textures don't really go together. And the only thing that really is happening is like, it's butter, mayo, butter, mayo, butter, mayo.
Yeah.
And like, I just feel a little nauseous, to be honest.
I don't get it. This is not one that I understand. The mayo and the beans doesn't make sense. But Lauren does say, thank you for trying it. That's what we do on Mash It Up Monday. We try it so you don't have to. If you have a suggestion for us to do next week, maybe a weird food combination that you really enjoy, you swear by it, text us 601-995-1017.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
839 Y101, Adam and Allison. Have you ever been on Carvana, Allison?
No.
You never bought a car on Carvana?
No.
I have also never bought a car on Carvana.
Okay.
I've only ever bought two cars in my life. both times cheap used cars, because that's how financially responsible I am.
I think that's kind of the point of Carvana, though, is to help you find good deals on used cars.
Some guy found a pretty good deal on a Maserati on Carvana. Got it for his wife, and then was in for a big surprise. It did not end very well. Tell you the story coming up in 7 minutes on Y101, Adam and Allison. I don't know if you've ever used Carvana before, but a guy tried to get his wife a Maserati for her birthday on Carvana. I wouldn't have thought of Carvana as somewhere you could get, like, luxury cars.
I think you could get any kind of car on Carvana.
Well, this
guy... Just not a new one.
this guy got the used Maserati.
Mm-hmm.
It was worth, like, $68,000. I don't know if that's what he paid for it or not, but apparently he got pulled over later, or his wife got pulled over later. Turns out it was stolen. Carvana sold him a stolen vehicle.
I was excited to have it coming down the hill. Got out of the car. Everything was fine. That's when they found out that the vehicle was stolen. And when they checked the VIN number on the chassis, that's when they saw that it was a stolen vehicle. She said, well, we can't trade the vehicle back in until you bring the vehicle back. I said, I can't bring the vehicle back. I said, the police have the vehicle. I know they said they have 150-point inspections. I want them to have 151. Check to see if the vehicle is stolen. The last thing I want anybody to do is get caught late night on some strange road in the back country and they can't verify it and they look at that person as a criminal.
Yeah, that's crazy. And you're not allowed to have a stolen car even if you do get it through Carvana.
Yeah, like they're definitely going to look at you. He's 100% right. If they find out you're driving a stolen vehicle, like, and you're like, I swear I just bought this off Carvana. I don't know if I'm a police officer that I'm believing you.
Kind of reminds me of the story we talked about a few months ago. Whenever a woman lost her watch or something, somebody broke into her house in Memphis and they stole a real sentimental watch and pawned it at a pawn shop in Mississippi. Well, then Mississippi, according to a law here, the pawn shop doesn't have to give it back even though it's stolen. And the lady has to buy back her own stolen property. It's kind of like that.
Yeah, it is scary. Like, he's 100% right. I would think if I'm in the market for a used car, I am thinking, okay, Carvana is going to be a very safe bet. You know, they're really going to dot their I's and cross their T's, all that good stuff, you know, versus buying a car off Craigslist. But it sounds like, you know, it's just as risky.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how that slipped by the cracks. You would think that they would run it through like a stolen car checklist or something.
I wonder, like, you've worked at a company where there's been like an uh-oh and then a company-wide email goes out, right?
Yes.
I wonder what kind of email all the Carvana employees woke up to this morning.
I bet it wasn't good.
I bet it was not good.
I bet the fine folks at Carvana are having one hell of a day this morning.
Yeah, somebody's getting fired.
Adam and Allison on Y101.